Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Alan. Thank you so much for tuning in to Romo Today. Our topic today is Romanian show production or why clothing is optional. Alan Gregory is brought to you by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. Economic data show that Romanian garment and textile workers suffer from comparatively low wages that persist for years, while increases lag behind those in other sectors. To make the most of Romania's low-wage labor, LVMH established its first factory here in 2002, making it the world's largest retailer of high-quality clothing and accessories. The company, which facilitates the outsourcing of foreign brands, cites cheap, hard-working labor as a top selling point for investors, highlighting its low cost of living and low labor costs. Romanian textile and clothing production has collapsed over the last 2 years, with some 135,000 jobs lost as the VAT increase discourages foreign investment. Somarist was not able to discuss how many shoes it currently produces, but said that production had increased by 70% in the last 2 years, indicating an increasing demand for the company's high-quality shoes and other products. The company produces more than 100,000 pairs of shoes per year, which is about a third of its total production. Even then, profits had slumped to 5% of sales, compared with 7% for Better Deals. Chobotaru says it can only pay up to half of its 200 employees, and an estimated €1.5 million was spent on salaries and benefits in 2017, according to the National Statistics Institute. British brands have placed orders in Romanian factories in recent years, reflecting the high production costs in Romania and the lack of quality control. Brexit has exposed the precarious state of Romania's textile industry, and the British vote to leave the EU has damaged Eastern Europe's ability to attract Western money. According to Pascalescu, Brexit is reflected in the number of factories trying to switch customers. For years, the UK has been the second largest market for clothing from Eastern Europe after the United States, behind Germany, but the relationship is in decline, with factory owners blaming stubbornly low prices of British brands. Efforts to renegotiate prices have been thwarted by a lack of permanent intermediaries such as the European Union, the EU, and the International Trade Commission. British fashion brands, which are known to have contracts with Romanian factories, have been contacted by Bern to ask for price changes. Topshop said it could not provide information, while Debenhams said it sourced only 3% of its products from Romania and could not comment on trade deals. According to the European Commission, the volume of trade has barely changed in recent years. At the moment, our customers supply us with raw materials, but only a few parts are actually made in Romania and only in a very limited number of factories. I would like Romanian factories to sell more than a minute's work and for brands to recognize the human component in the makeup process of clothing. Given that fashion brands are currently migrating to cheaper countries, I think that luxury brands should retain labels such as Made in Romania because they are consistent with the quality of work, and have been doing so for many years. If brands know the country where their clothes are made, they know which company makes them, he says. Redo is a non-governmental organization that carries out a project for the upcycling of secondhand clothing in Cluj-Napoca, Romania's second largest city. The project is being developed in partnership with the Romanian Ministry of Social Affairs and the National Council for Human Rights. Those who are not transformed are taken to urban collection points, sorted, cleaned, sorted and distributed to disadvantaged social groups. This is why our work is primarily about demonstrating the impact of the textile industry on the environment, says one designer. It recalls that the country is a country with a well-developed textile industry, but also a very poor environment. The Patsykin Hemp collection will be launched in spring 2019 and 95% of the clothing will be made in Romania. Hemp fibers are an extremely durable material and, refusing to follow the trends, the trio wanted to create a timeless collection. Returning to tradition does not just mean removing decorative elements, explains Teodor Frolu. Management says it has made an effort to make sure it doesn't show up in Google searches, but they say they're taking the trouble to make sure you don't let it pop up in Google searches. Now The Guardian can report from inside the factory for the first time, confirming that thousands of Louis Vuitton shoes have been left outside its doors. Inside is a wall with the company's logo, a Louis Vuitton checkerboard print painted gray on a factory wall. The entire shoe is made in Romania before being sent to Italy where the soles are added, said the anonymous worker. The video was filmed by a woman who worked in the factory but later quit because of her husband, and by another woman who worked in another factory and later quit with her husband. This is all for today, friends. My name is Alan and this was episode 1 of Romo. See ya next time.